85571. Come see the gun doctor.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this hump day Wednesday, February 19th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of text messages. I was trying to deal with the communications during the break. Went a little long. I apologize. Officer Rick, dead air. Yeah, I know. I apologize. Sometimes it can't get people to stop talking. Jeff, hey, just a question. Maybe it's just me, but when you switch to the news broadcast, my link dies. It may be just me, but it's happening a lot. Okay, the automation system is controlled by a computer. The broadcast, not only on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan's radio station, but the websites as well as the two phone apps. Tune in, search for WYPV, where your Patriot Voice is this show, dedicated to this show, 24 hours a day. The other phone app, Simple Radio, that Officer Rick uses is the radio station. They all come from the same server. So it's probably you. Now, my question, Jeff, are you listening on a computer? Are you listening on your cell phone? Or are you listening to the radio station? Text me that answer back, and I can explain to you what to do. If you guys are listening on your phones, like Officer Rick, using Simple Radio, you have got to turn off your cell phones. Okay, Jeff says cell phone. Okay, this is important. You literally, in the middle of the day, need to turn off your cell phones. I do it almost every day. Sometimes probably like 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm not getting phone calls. I'm not getting text messages from the show. Turn your cell phone off. Literally, off. Not silence, off. Wait about 3 to 4 minutes. 3 to 4 minutes, and then turn it back on. When you reboot your cell phone, what happens, all of the firmware, all of the apps, all of your programs in your phone, like maps, text messaging, your radio apps that you listen to the show, your browsers. If you're using Safari for an iPhone or Chrome for a smart Droid phone, it'll update the browser. In that process, what happens is now you have all the new firmware, you have all the new apps that these systems utilize. And when you update it, it now syncs with the technology that the radio station does every night at midnight. At midnight, when I check the logs, when I check the automation system, I run updates for TuneIn, Simple Radio, the browsers. All of that gets automatically updated here on the studio end. So what's basically happening, Jeff, our technology being updated on a daily basis is no longer able to communicate with your apps, your firmware that you have in your phone. So start getting into a habit late at night, maybe before you go to bed. Nobody's calling you. Nobody's texting you. You're getting ready to go to bed at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, midnight, whatever. Turn your phone off. Before you go to bed, turn it off. Wait 3-4 minutes and then turn it back on, charge it, go to bed, whatever. And that will hopefully take care of that problem. So, but this dead air I had at the break was my fault and not you guys. It's nothing to do with you. Wasn't anything you did or your phone did or your computer did. It was my problem. My mistake. I apologize. One of the things that I'm looking at as we are heading into this winter session, MSHDA, Michigan State Housing Development Authority, and its CEO, Amy Hovey, well, they are wanting to do something from the government that might be able to help renters buy a home. A person who has lived in a rental housing their entire life could get help from the Michigan State Housing Development Authority to the tune of $25,000 to help them buy a house. Program is being referred to as the First Generation Down Payment Assistance Program Pilot. $8 million being proposed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer to be in this upcoming state budget to help lifetime renters, help them cover down payments, closing costs, and other expenses through a deferred loan. CEO Hovey said home ownership is an important pathway to economic vitality and mobility for our state and its residents. But too many first-time buyers face financial barriers that put that dream out of reach, Hovey said. The first generation portion of the requirements means that a person buying a home and their parents would need to have no homeowner history for the past 3 years. They would also need to have a HI home loan through MSHDA, which comes with other requirements. Lenders offering these MI home loans and the pilots programs will be available to all Michigan counties. To apply for the program, people would simply need 1% cash and be buying the home as their primary residence, not an investment property or rental. Applicants would need to have a minimum credit score of 640, buy a house that is less than $224,500, complete a home buyer education class, which is offered through a Federal Housing and Urban Development approved counseling agency. CEO Hovey of MSHDA said, with rents soaring, this program offers families a foot in the door and much needed stability by helping them secure a home with a fixed monthly cost that they can afford. The financial boost will allow first generation home buyers to invest in their futures, strengthen our communities, and build generational wealth. This is a deferred loan of $25,000. Details of the repayment of the loan was not stated in this press release. Okay, I just have a simple question for the governor. Being that she's going to be giving her State of the State address actually a week from tonight, next Wednesday, February 26th, the latest State of the State address that any governor has given in quite a few years. Question. Raise my hand as a media reporter, Governor Whitmer. Exactly where in the Michigan State Constitution do you have the authority to divert our taxpayer funds toward this program? Can you tell me exactly where in the Michigan State Constitution it's located? Oh, that's right, it's not. Okay, follow-up question, Governor. If it's not in the Constitution, but yet you have the right to pass laws, you have the right to pass budgets, you have the right to do basically this, how do you expect any state representative or state senator who's taken an oath of office to uphold and defend not only the U.S. Constitution, but also the Michigan Constitution, how do you expect them to vote for this, to approve this in your upcoming budget? If they vote for it, aren't they basically violating their oath of office? Yes, they are. Last question. Folks, is this something that our state government should be doing? With all of the spending she's proposing, $83.5 billion budget. Well, Randy, it's only $8 million. I know. But if you look at Elon Musk and Doge and his people, $35 million here, $47 million there, $102 million here, $12 million there. Do you know what the number's up to right now? Sean Hannity had Elon Musk and Donald Trump on his show last night. Do you know the total right now, the running total they have found waste, fraud, and abuse at the federal government is $55 billion so far, and they've just started? Folks, we need a Department of Government Efficiency in Michigan. We need to go after this governor's budget before they pass it later this year. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231 533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Let's see. One of the things that we're looking at, it's kind of sidelined to this story, so I'm going to talk about it as well. Governor Gretchen Whitmer proposing this $8 million for a deferred loan for first-time home buyers. They have to prove that they've been renters their entire life and that they want to buy a house, and they have to go through some counseling with Housing and Urban Development in Washington. They've got to meet with a loan officer from MSHDA. They have to go through some credit counseling and basically qualifying for this loan. Terms of the loan, nowhere. Don't see it anywhere as to how they pay it back. Don't see any of that. Now, one of the things that we're looking at here is the process. One of the things we're looking at is the process of the overall budget and what they're doing about it. Well, they're also combining energy with housing. And it's really interesting how they're doing this and also tying it into road funding. So there's all kinds of flurries of activity going on in Lansing. We're going to try to break it down here in the last hour for you. It's a lot of different stories, somewhat cross-connecting, because ultimately it all ends in this budget. That MSHDA program just being one of them. The other thing that I want to look at here and start talking about, we don't have enough time to get through this whole story, but Governor Gretchen Whitmer, finally heading into her seventh budget, after running on it to be elected back in 2018, her first term as governor, elect me and I'll fix the damn roads. She then turned around, because it was so successful in the first term, she used it again in her second term's campaign slogan. Republican speakers, for as long as I've been politically active, going all the way back to Speaker Jace Bulger, with Governor Rick Snyder, Brian Kelly, Lieutenant Governor, every speaker since then has wanted a long-term road funding proposal separate from the general fund budget. We need a separate long-term road funding budget proposal. Well, both House Speaker Matt Hall and the governor's early road funding proposals leave the Citizens Research Council of Michigan asking how the numbers will add up. Both plans likely to need some major general fund budget cutting beyond what's been introduced, according to at least one CRC analyst. Robert Schneider, senior research associate, in a webinar yesterday said, "This is a major question mark. It's not clear the path this is going to take, but you would have to have some major budget rewriting to do if either one of these proposals take effect. It's definitely going to require compromise on the proposal as they move forward." Well, both Speaker Hall and Governor Gretchen Whitmer have started discussions to come up with a long-term road funding proposal. Hall wants to include $1.2 billion in repurposing Michigan's corporate income tax, a $950 million redirect of sales tax on motor fuel and diesel, and canceling Michigan's MEGA, M-E-G-A, tax credit program. These were largely expanded during the Great Recession to keep major automakers from moving out of Michigan. Whitmer's proposal is centered on ensuring all state tax paid at the gas pumps go directly to the roads. Now, some of that money, folks, doesn't go to the roads. It goes to the school aid budget. That bucket of money for schools comes from us paying taxes at the pump. Whatever genius came up with that years ago. She also wants $470 million generated from a new marijuana tax. You know, all these dispensaries, these shops that we have in our communities now, well, she wants to charge them a new tax that'll make your marijuana go up. And then she wants $1.6 billion to come from a brand new, unrevealed, new business tax where corporations will end up paying their fair share. Corporations, Governor, don't pay taxes. They pass them on to us in the cost of their goods, products, and services. You are an absolute idiot when it comes to economics. Oh, brother. Final hour today's show, if I make it through. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistol